here at the CUNA Mutual Group Studios here in Madison, Wisconsin. And in the studio, in our studio lounge, is Mr. Jesse Isaac from CUNA Mutual Group. How are you, Jesse?
I'm excellent. Glad to be here.
Yeah, glad you're here as well. We're going to be talking about Loan Participation Network. But before we get into that, what are loan participations? Give us a quick 411 on what those guys are.
Yeah, so simply put, loan participations are an instrument where it allows credit unions to sell an interest of a loan. So a participating lender would underwrite and close a loan, and then they would sell a participation, a percentage of that, to another institution.
Okay. And so how does the marketplace typically work today?
So typically there's a lot of different ways I think it works. The couple of the most common that I think is worth mentioning is, one, credit unions, larger credit unions we typically see, average asset size $600 million and above, mm-hmm. typically have their own trading desks. They have their own experts within the institution that will put together pools and participate them out to other institutions. Mm-hmm. More commonly, we see credit unions will engage a third party. And so this third party will then help them. There's a lot of these are smaller credit unions that just don't have the bandwidth to have these large trading desks.
Right.
And they will engage a third party who will then reach out to their network. They can do a multitude of services. They can put together the pool. They can price it for them, all on behalf of the credit union.
Oh, right on. Okay, yeah, because there's a lot of folks out there that don't have the resources to do this type of stuff. So folks like you can kind of step in and say, hey, we can help you out, right?
Correct, yeah. Okay. There's a significant challenge in the industry and just getting involved.
Okay, great. Well, glad to have you guys in their corner, to speak. So what are the benefits for credit unions that engage in loan participations?
Yeah, so we think there are many. Some of the most common ones we've heard is loan-to-share considerations. Mm-hmm. And so credit unions that do engage with loan participations have healthier loan-to-share ratios. There's also MBL cap management, we've heard. There's risk diversification. And so those are the most common elements that we've heard in the credit unions that we've been working with.
All right. And so how many credit unions are active in loan participations today?
Not enough is the short answer. Typically, we see about 30% of credit unions today will either originate and or participate in participations.
Okay. So what's going on here? Why don't we see more credit unions engaging in this in this participation?
Yeah, and that's the challenge we're trying to solve, right?
Okay.
And I think there's a various reasons for that. Is that the digitalization of everything is helping us on that journey, I think, but it could be a few reasons, as I just don't have the expertise. Even more unfortunate is maybe I tried one and it didn't perform. It was a very bad experience, so I'd never want to do them again. And it's just a lot of what we heard about is I'm not sure how to put together the pool. I'm not sure how to price the pool competitively so it actually trades. And then there's fundamentally a barrier between large credit unions who do it and smaller credit unions who do not. And typically we don't see a lot of partnering in that situation because it's very beneficial for larger institutions to do very large pools.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't always have the, we'll call it patience maybe, to help someone that's just trying to get into business.
So here's a $64,000 question. How do we prompt those that aren't participating to participate? How do we get them to, you know, hop over the fence and start working on this stuff?
And that's what's really exciting that we're tackling here at CUNA Mutual Group. I think we believe there's a way to utilize technology to begin to break down that barrier.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're coming in with a lens where technology is going to solve all the problems right away.
Oh yeah.
But we believe there's ways, given the data today, how you can use data to help some of these credit unions do some of the things that typically these third parties would do for them. If we give them the tools and put that at their disposal and along educate it, right? This is something we're not doing to credit unions, we're doing it with them.
Right.
We spent the last couple of years close collaboration with dozens of credit unions to make sure we're engineering a solution, a product surrounded with services that really help them on this journey.
Right. And it sounds like this is a true value add for a credit union. I mean, it makes a credit union that much more stickier for a member. Am I correct in that assumption?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it really gives participations in general as a way to improve your return on your assets. And the healthier we can make credit unions, it ultimately flows to members.
Mm-hmm.
And I think our ability to offer these technologies and make it very very easy lifting and reduce friction throughout the process. There's a lot of these friction sticky points, but as digitalization happens and technology becomes more available and more accessible to folks, we could improve that process.
So yeah, having said that, it sounds like you might be on kind of an upswing here. If you remove the stickiness, the friction, all that type of stuff, making it easier for folks out there, you might see that uptick that you guys are looking for.
Absolutely. We've had tremendous collaboration, like I said, working with credit unions, and I think the ones that we have been partnering with have been very pleased pleased with kind of how we're approaching it. Mm-hmm. Again, it's the biggest thing we've seen is it's done with them.
Right.
And so having their input and really trying to engineer something that actually solves their pain today. We know there are many things to solve, but at mm-hmm. some point you have to prioritize those pains.
Right.
And if we can do that effectively, I think it's a win-win.
Right on. Well, that's a great message to end on. Jesse, thank you so much. Appreciate awesome. It. Well thank done. You. Jesse Isaac, CUNA Mutual Group and Loan Participations. Go check them out.
Thank you.
Well done, sir. Appreciate it.